Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast podcast.
Isn't it weird when you look at which pro hockey players didn't win the Stanley Cup? Guys you would think would win at least once. Curtis Joseph, the Sedin twins, Pat LaFontaine, Mike Gardner, no. Dino Cicerelli, Keith Kachuk, Joe Thornton, no. Jerome Iginla did not win, neither did Paul Kariya, Dale Hunter, Adam Oates, Pierre Turgeon, Jeremy Roenick. You got to wonder if this is the year for Connor McDavid, if it's not the Vancouver Canucks' turn. My point is, raising Lord Stanley's Cup is no easy feat. Four rounds of the most grinding hockey that you'll play all year long. There's injuries that you got to play through, and retired NHL defenseman Mike Commodore was part of the Stanley Cup winning Carolina Hurricanes back in 2006. And what a beauty. A funny kid, great stories. You almost can't stop him from telling stories. Super engaged to the conversation. Quite honestly, it was refreshing. Talking about his time in the league. Got into binge-watching Animal Kingdom and that Manti Te'o football documentary, which is crazy if you haven't already seen it. He built the ultimate hockey line with past and present players. Talked about seeing Kid Rock in concert. What he spent his money on after signing a 5-year, $18 million contract with the Blue Jackets. And stop me if you've heard this before. Mike talked about when he realized he could probably play hockey professionally.
You know what? Late. Like, I was never... I grew up just outside of Edmonton. Being totally honest, I played hockey because I enjoyed playing sports. I played hockey in the winters, and I played baseball in the summers. Mm-hmm. Compared to my competition, I was way better at baseball. Like, I played for Team Alberta. Yeah, like, I thought I was maybe going to play, you know, maybe a junior college or something for baseball. Really? And then as I got older, like, I was like, I loved hockey because I enjoy competing. Yeah. But I was like, I wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I think if you asked anybody that I grew up playing against, they would be like, yeah, I mean, he worked hard. But like, I wasn't like scoring goals. I wasn't doing anything like that. Mm. I would say when I first like realized that maybe I could do this for like a living and maybe I could make it to the NHL, I'd say it was probably my draft year when I was 18, 19 years old. Yeah. When the central scouting like rankings, I was shitty in midget. I broke my ankle. I had a terrible year. The next year, I ended up playing in the Alberta Junior Hockey League here. And I had a pretty good year there. And like, I was a little more effective. Like, not that I was the toughest guy in the world, but I was physical. And I have a little bit of size to me. So once you get to junior hockey and, like, fighting was a little bit a part of it, I got some more space because, you know, I was also, like, I could be mean once in a while when I was pissed off. So I got a little more space in the ice, which gave me more time to do some things because I didn't have great hands. And then I ended up going to college instead of going to the major junior. That was totally pretty much by accident too. I was never planning. I couldn't have named one college hockey team. I had no fucking clue what NCAA hockey was back then. Wow. But I went on a fly down to North Dakota because the only reason why I went was because I'm like, oh, I was 17 years old. And I'm like, oh, I get to go on a trip without my parents. I'm like, oh,
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm coming to North Dakota. Sounds great. Let's do it. Yeah. And I went to a game or went to a weekend series down there, and like the rink was packed and college students. I was like, wow, I'm like, this is awesome. So I ended up going my first year in North Dakota. I was like very average. I played pretty much every game, but didn't play much. They won the national title the year before, so they had a good team. And then I started getting better every year. And after my second year, I'd say halfway through my second year, something clicked for me. The game got slower between my ears. I started a little bit of plays and stuff. And that would, I would say, when the central scouting rankings came out and I was ended up being like ranked in like the top 50 North American skaters, something like that. And then when I actually got drafted in the second round, then I was like, okay, I'm like, well, somebody must like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you went like, wasn't it 42?
Yeah, 42nd overall, yeah.
Dude, that's fucking amazing, right? Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know, it was awesome. Yeah, for sure. It was awesome. I just kind of steadily got better. I got significantly better from, I'd say, 17 years old till the time I was 20. I kind of made some so I guess I was kind of like a late bloomer, I guess, if that would be called, if that would be the definition of it. And so, yeah.
Stop Me If You've Heard This Before on the Toddcast Podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.